Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. I hope you're ready for the weekend. I know we are, but that's just another day, of course, another day of work research and website work, Hagman PI. That's the website, HagmanPI.com, HagmanPI.com. That's where you'll find all of the videos, audios, as well as articles exclusive, and also a couple that we feel are important for you to read that we'll also put on there in addition to exclusive privately written articles and columns and op-eds and reports. That's HagmanPI.com. Also, please subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon. That's Rumble and Brighteon. And do that because that does help our numbers. Even if you subscribe, that doesn't mean anything except you get notification of our shows, new shows. Beyond that, that's it. You can comment if you want. Give us a thumbs up. Allows you to do that as well. And or a thumbs down. You know, whatever you're in the mood for. We always have, every single day, we always have the same thumbs down. So anyway, get right into it right now. You know, look, I know you've heard this before. 1965, that was the year, Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil. I know you've heard this. I know you've heard it. Look, I know. But let's have a reminder from 1965 and compare it to today. That's how we're going to start. And then we're going to get right into it. Here it is.
If I were the devil. If I were the devil. If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
You know, I know there are cleaner copies out there, but there's something about that aesthetic from, you know, the old LPs, the old vinyl records that you would listen to. There's something about that that takes you back into time, in my view anyway. But there we are. Boy, you talk about you talk about where we are today. Demons walk among us. We are fighting a spiritual battle, the battle against the darkness. And, you know, look, with the UFO, you've seen this. People coming forward, hey, you know, alien life, we know it. We've got the proof of it and so on. Folks, there's delusion everywhere. Or there's people that are taking our, diverting our attention. There are people that are attempting to assail the Christian faith, assail God. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we are fighting back. Okay, we are going after the people who want to take down the United States, take down the Western world, and we're bringing hell with us. With me is Randy Taylor, and pretty spiffy Randy Taylor, if I might add. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm feeling spiffy today, sir.
Yes.
All is well, and I'm ready to kick some ass.
Every girl crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Hey, baby.
That almost sounds like it should be a song.
Just right on.
Boy.
Doug, I told Doug, I said, you haven't seen me in a tie since I got married.
You know, that's true. And I was, when I was at his wedding, I won't say much except to say, I thought I was at like a James Bond convention or a CIA convention.
That was pretty funny the way that was set up with the wife's all her people over here, and then we got all this intelligence, whole tables of this. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, indeed.
It was a great wedding, good wife, all was good. And when I left the corporate world, because I'm handicapped and a disability, I put the tie away. I said I won't wear a tie again until I'm dead. But I decided I'd change my tune here. I told you, I'm getting on a war footing. Things change when you get on a war footing.
I like to think I rubbed off on you a little bit, but that's all right.
Well, you've always been a sharp dresser. There's one thing definitely I admire about you is you always come looking like $1 million. You don't have $1 million, but you sure look like it.
Thanks for adding that.
No, you're like a preacher at a church. I always thought the pastor should be the best dressed man in the church.
Yeah.
I always believe that.
And a lot has to do when I look at the, I don't know about this, and folks, this is part of the problem with our culture. You look up, a lot of people don't have the self-respect that they need, and a lot of this is self-respect and respect for others too.
Yep. So. And you can't respect others until you respect yourself.
There you go.
That math is real simple. Anyway, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
It's Friday. I think we've had a very good week. Go ahead.
And that's why I wanted to bring you back for this this weekend. This is going to hang this weekend, this broadcast. I want to address the fact that we are getting responses, because now we are moving into action phases, and you know the responses we're getting. So we need to clarify a few things, because I think some people might be looking at this as something that it's not. And so if you want to take a moment to clarify.
Sure. What we've done, and folks, the response that we had put out last week was phenomenal. Got a lot of people, good people. What we're doing is we're not setting up just like a, you know, everyday mailing list and all. What I'm doing is we're putting this together, and what Doug, I, and Eric are doing, we're putting together patriots. I told you that we all need to know each other. I don't care if you're a patriot in California, Texas, Florida. I need to know you, okay? Because we're not going to do anything with the current numbers we have, which are zilch, okay? A big group is 100 to 200 guys. That's not going to solve anything if we get stepped on, all right? I'm looking at, I really want to see millions of people participate in this, and you can help with that. Well, there's going to be two groups here. There's going to be the individuals, okay, and God bless you. And then there's going to be the groups. And I want the militia groups, please understand this. Your security, that's why I broke this up, and that was after a lot of soul searching. Your security is of the utmost to me and to Doug and to Eric, all right? We're not storing this on local devices, phones, things like this. This stuff is all being stored online, okay, with very high security where you're going to use Proton. And basically, there's going to be two email addresses. I'll fire those to you. Now, folks, a couple of you haven't been responded to. Don't worry about that. I'll be working on that this weekend, okay? Every single person that emailed me will be responded to. I will not go to sleep Saturday night until this is done, all right? What we're doing is we need to get in communique. We need to know if there's individuals, here's the individuals and here's the groups. We don't know what's coming, but I'll tell you what, I want to be ready for it. I don't want to be scrambling on some day when they decide to do a gun grab across the United States with all these son of a guns they brought in across the border, a fighting age, mercenaries, and everything else that's come across that border. I think that there's an army being built somewhere. I kid you not. I believe there's an army being assembled in the United States by the government that has nothing to do with the military, the current military. All right. I believe most of them, it's almost like a mercenary type thing. And a lot of those people that came across that border, I believe, are on the payroll of this government. So when it comes to gun grabs, because I'll be honest with you, I don't think our military is going to turn on the citizens. That's my personal feeling.
And
there's going to be some.
So. Okay. Now hold that thought. Okay.
Yes, sir.
If we can go to video 5, I made a boo-boo there. I want to show you, because you made a point just now. You don't think military is going to turn on the citizens. Okay,
I don't think they'd follow the order. The top may turn against us, but I don't think the...
They already have.
Every individual's...
Yeah, the top has. I mean, anyway.
Oh, yeah. They sold out. Okay. They sold out.
But now, when you get down to the sheriff, I want to show you this video. It's only, I don't know, 15 seconds long. I don't think it has any, I don't know if it has any video or audio or not. If not, I'll talk over it. But this is, while you were doing this, Randy Taylor, this is what some of the police departments are doing in some of the counties and some of the states. Are doing across the United States, and our enemies are laughing at us. Here it is. So for the radio listeners, what you didn't see, but what this was, is the sheriff, I believe it was San Francisco sheriff, and the police, and it might have been state police as well.
It looked like there were some state cops on there.
Yeah, it was a combination of law enforcement putting up the pride flag right below the U.S. flag, which I believe is a sin by itself. I think it's probably unlawful, but that's just me. So now continue, but I wanted people to see that, because this is whose side they're on, or at least most of them. Go ahead and continue with your.
And have no doubt there are people who sell their souls for money. They've already done it.
Yes.
They will continue to do it. That type of garbage is in our population. I'll tell you now, there's a lot of good people out there. And those are the people we're looking for. Those are the people we're trying to assemble. Okay, I don't want to have a small little email circular where I've got, 300 people. I told you, we want to get this to where it's huge and it's across the country. Nobody else is doing this.
Yeah,
Doug and I have talked about this. And I've prayed on it. I know he's prayed on it. And the Lord has pushed us in this direction. And I believe the Lord will bless us as we do this. But please, if you're tied in with the militia, contact me, okay? I will put you on a special email list, okay? You'll get an email from that email address. If you're an individual, also contact me. All right. But please, we're not, this isn't like we're just setting up an email list and I'm going to email you stuff every day and blah, blah, blah. This is almost like an alert type thing. This is something where as important things come down the pike, you will be the first to know.
So if you're in Ohio and you might have, we might have, I don't know, 1,000 names from Ohio, militia and normal, when I say normal, non-militia people. Okay. Militia.
Yes.
Okay.
And regular patriots, and they're just regular unattached patriots.
Right. And I get a call or I get notified, hey, there's a raid, and I'm using this as an example, folks. Mm-hmm. The ATF or FBI is raiding Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, taking away his guns, or, you know, they're setting up to take away his guns and stuff. We can actually respond to that in mass.
That's the secret, in mass.
Okay.
That's what carries the weight.
Now, when I say respond to that, I don't want people to think we're coming out there and going to shoot the, you know.
No, and we will decide with the people we're working with what will be the level of response.
There we go.
The thing is, we've got to be on the same page. There may be, you know, that we need to talk to all the militia groups at once, and we'll put on a Zoom call, and that's what we'll do. But the main thing that I'm trying to stress to the militias, because the guys that run these are pretty smart. Okay.
Yep.
They're like me. They're like me. And security is very important. And I want you to know that here at Hagman Report, your security is tip top here. Okay. We will not let you down in that area. Period. Okay. I don't give a damn. You are protected as far as confidentiality. All right. I want the individuals to understand that too. But that's the reason I had to divide it. Otherwise, I'd really have a real cluster going. And there's You're cases right. like this. I've had a couple people email me and say, hey, I live in, I think it was Nebraska. Is there a militia or somebody that I can talk to? I'm a patriot. I'm tired of this. Is there anybody I can talk to? See, then I would approach a militia in Nebraska, because I have them over here on a list, and say, hey, I got this person. We vetted this person. You guys can vet them too. But look, they want to join something here. They want to participate physically. Cool. That's what we're doing. This is like a dating service for patriots, man.
And people have to know you will be vetted.
Oh yeah.
Okay. When I say vetted, no one's going to take us down from within. At least not without a fight.
And we will double vet. And I mean, if I ask you a question, it makes you uncomfortable. If you want to be on that list, you need to just answer the question.
Yeah.
I don't need a bunch of hoopla excuses or anything like that. We are getting on a certain footing here. This is, the games are over. Okay.
Yep.
This is, and I'm not talking that we're charging the Capitol with firearms. And all.
No.
We're being way smarter than that. Way smarter than that. You know why? Because they don't know how to respond. They do not know. They don't know how to handle us. I'm telling you, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we can make this huge to where they don't have any choice but to listen to what we tell them. And I'm going to tell you something. That Second Amendment, you got to protect it with your life, because the only reason that they're not doing the things they want to do, like they're doing up in Canada, is because we have guns. And damn it, they need to understand that. They need to know it. And they do know it, and they're afraid of it. So they're going to try every other little anti there is. That's why Alex Jones, look for the power outages.
Yes.
Look for these other things where it's not about guns and confrontation. But I'm going to tell you something. I get email from all over the world, and people are saying, please, please, Mr. Taylor, tell the people don't give up their guns. Please, Amen. Mr. Taylor, please. And I mean pleading, like they're pleading for their life.
Yep.
And these are people that are in communist countries that have fallen communism. Don't think that Romania, okay, is that they got rid of communism and now it's this great democracy. Communism is still there.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't think for a second. I'll believe a citizen before I believe anybody in the government.
Amen.
And here's the Here's the thing, and I told you, I'm getting to be an old man. I'm not leaving this mess for my kids. I'm not leaving them for Doug's grandchildren and his children. And I'm not leaving it for your children. Okay? We dropped the ball somewhere. We were on watch on the wall, and we messed up. I'm a big enough man to admit it. We screwed up. And we let this crap happen, and damn it, it's not too late to fix it. I know that I get emailed all the time. Well, you know, it's the force seal. Great. You believe what you want, okay? But I do not accept complacency. I will not accept it. There's been enough of it. That's how we got where we're at. And I'm, damn it, I'm sick and tired of it. Complacency is out the window.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, and the emails that I'm getting have inspired me. No end. We should have done this some time ago.
Well, you know, Moms for Liberty. I just want to tell you this. Moms for Liberty, tell the people this. The SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, just name them as a hate group, okay? When at that level, when you've got the Southern Poverty Law Center naming Moms for Liberty because they give a damn about their children, about what they're learning, what they're exposed to, as a hate group, as a terror, actually as a terrorist group. Okay, you've got to be kidding me. And if no one is standing up for them, or no one is standing up for others in that position, then shame on us. We are going to stand up for them and others. The SPLC, buckle up. Media Matters, buckle up. Right Wing Watch, buckle up. Absolutely. Because we're coming. And you know what? We're naming names.
Yes, you will be exposed.
Damn right.
You will be exposed. That's just the end of the story. You will be exposed. You push us too far, and I'm done.
And speaking of being pushed too far, you know, James Comey, that little swamp creature, rat ass bastard. I'm gonna show you two clips. He's on a book tour. He wrote a crime novel. We spoke about this. We showed last time you were on. We showed I think it was on Hagman, or it was on Hagman PI, where Laura Loomer approached James Comey. I think it was in Chicago. Then he went to Cleveland, then somewhere else. But so he's approached in Chicago by Laura Loomer, and then now Owen Schroyer. Let's play clip two. This is Tony coming into the room. He's the tall guy, in case you're wondering. All right. I don't know whether you saw what that police officer just did. Gave Owen Schroyer the thumbs up. Okay.
Unbelievable. It looks like Jack from Twitter. And another thing I want to bring up about all this, I'm not in charge of it. We're not saying we're in charge of anything. What we're trying to do is coordinate everyone. I would love to be able to pick up the phone or do a Zoom link and talk to the leaders of 100 to 200 militias at one time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm in charge of anything. I'm not. What I'm doing is coordinating this with Doug, with Eric. We're coordinating this so something like that can be possible.
Right.
We are nothing by ourselves. And nobody's doing this. I'm doing it. Doug's doing it. The Hagman Report is taking the ball and running with it. There's a leader out here somewhere. There's hundreds of leaders. And it may not be just one leader for this outfit. Okay? But I want this to be a central repository for people that are sick and tired of this and willing to stand up. And here's the real caveat. willing to put their life on the line if necessary.
Amen. And the reason I threw that video in there, just for context, I guess, is, look, you know, we cannot take the pressure off people. When we say name names, okay, what Randy Taylor, what we're doing, this is a little bit different level. However, imagine Comey, okay, he was hit by Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer really
knocked Loomer. Him down a few notches.
Yeah, and I've got a video of that. So he went to Chicago, I believe that was, and Laura Loomer did the same thing to him, essentially. And now he went to Austin, and Owen Schroyer did the same thing. Imagine if there were more than just that. And to the point where these people could not appear in public without shame, the shame that they righteously deserve. But this, again, this is we're holding people accountable at a different level. Go ahead, sir.
And we're also going to eventually, we'll have the media section.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're going to coordinate. The whole thing is all that Doug and I and Eric are doing, we're coordinating everybody because we can all talk amongst ourselves. Like I said, it would be nice to be able to pull up a Zoom meeting with leaders of militias all over this country and know what your numbers are. You know what I mean? It's nice when you know, when the coach looks down the line at his football team, it's nice to know everybody showed up. Who's got injuries, who don't? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's an evaluation for response. And when I say response, I'm not talking about grabbing guns and going. That may come one day. I unfortunately feel that that could very well happen one day, but we're dead meat if 20 of us do it. We're dead meat if 500 of us do it. You understand what I'm saying? Please, people, look inside your souls. If you know someone that is in charge of me, send them to Rumble. Let them watch this episode. Let them watch the last two episodes. I think we've had a great week here, folks. We have put together, we have gone from 0 to 60 in a few days. And that's fantastic. Men of action. Okay. And evil, what is that about? The only thing that evil will prevail is if good men do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the doing nothing. I'm done. I've lived my life. My life's been cool. I've done all kinds of stuff. Okay. I've got a daughter. Okay, that I am not turning this mess over to. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of these politicians are oblivious to what's coming. I watched last night CPAC for Canada. I had that piped in. And I watched the conservative leader, Pierre Polyev. Good guy. I like him. Okay. But he isn't even understanding. He's not grasping what's really coming down the pike, courtesy of trust Justin Trudeau and the Liberal Party. He's not getting that. You know, this carbon tax, they have the one carbon tax, so you're already getting screwed on that. Then they do another carbon tax, and then they do sales tax on that carbon tax. That's what they want to do. The Canadians aren't going to have anything if they don't get off their asses and do something. And I want you Canadians to know you are welcome in our fold.
I was going to ask you about the U.S. and Canada. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll set up. If I have the first Canadian militia that contacts me, I will set up an email sector for them. Okay. And that's what we'll do. As people come, we are going to build this into something that they have to listen to us. I want it to where they don't have a choice. You remember that, Elijah Muhammad, the guy in charge of the Nation of Islam.
Yep.
You know what scared the FBI? The amount of people that he had that followed commands to the letter.
Yep.
That terrified them.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. They said, oh, my God, no man should have this kind of, should have this kind of power.
And I think you might have taken the same courses. Course I did, that he was actually the subject of a course, that I took, and they studied that how that organization developed or was developed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Not a passive term. And that's, you're exactly right. Here's the other thing too. You know, we have, folks, you support this platform. You've got to know that we are stewards, good stewards with your money. This, your support is not for, so I could put food on the table, although that does help. Your support is going toward changing the direction of this country.
Operations. Yes. Absolutely. That's what you're doing. You're helping with operations. Okay. We're a very small team here at Hagman. Very small. We would love to have more people, you know, to help us coordinate actually in the office. You know, this is going to take off. It doesn't have a choice because we as a country don't have a choice.
That's right.
Okay. This game time and talking crap is over. Okay. We have got to, and I don't give a damn what's going on in politics at this present time versus what we're doing, because we will prevail. I want this to where they know just in sheer numbers that their asses are in trouble. This crap of sexually molesting children and it being endorsed by the government, because if you go and wave your dong at some little kid, I'm sorry, you're a pedophile and a child molester. And you know how I feel about abortion and people doing things to kids. I hope you know. Because you talk about something that gets you put in the ground, that's one. I will not tolerate it. I cannot stand it. These countries that are endorsing all this crap against kids, people stop and look at what is going on and get pumped up about it. Don't just get all your supplies and think, oh, well, we're okay. We've got 6 months worth of supplies. We're safe. No, you're not.
No,
you are not. You are a sitting duck, and you're going to end up supplying whoever it is they sent to kill us.
Exactly. And Steve Quayle said that many, many times.
To kill us.
Yes.
Or try and stick us in one of them damn camps. You know, there's empty FEMA camps all over this country.
Yep.
That's not a joke. Alex Jones exposed those a long time ago. And it's no joke. And there's a set of train tracks going into every one of them.
Yeah.
The cattle cars will be full of people because you need to be re-indoctrinated or whatever they call it, re-educated. Don't think for a second that this isn't happening. 1984 is here.
That's right.
No joke. This is, party time is over, people.
And Red Dawn, we've played that clip from Red Dawn where, hey, you know, it was explained that people came from the southern border, infiltrated at various places and took us down from within. And then
because hasn't anybody sat here and looked at the northern border's tight? Okay. The southern border is wide open, and these people just come walking in. And you look at these people, okay? They're coming in. They're dressed nice. They got a cell phone. They got a bottle of water. What the hell is going on here? And guess what age they are? They're between 22 and 35.
That's right.
That's what we call fighting age. I have concerns up in Canada, very much so. I don't know if you people realize it because, you know, memories are short, but Justin Trudeau, when he was bringing in Syrian refugees, was also bringing in bona fide Syrian ISIS fighters.
Yeah, let's talk about that because
okay, I want you to think about some of the nefarious things that are happening right now, including the air that you're breathing because of fires that have been set all over Canada. Don't sit there and tell me how dry it is and all that. This is the beginning of summer, not the end of summer. This is crap. Okay, and they're going to try and use this to lock us down for something. I guarantee you, at this rate, Canada will be locked down. I think Trudeau's doing it because they're going to call an election and try and get his little scrawny ass out of office. They also want to go to three-day voting. Gee, I wonder where they learned that from. You know what I'm saying? People are making a joke about our republic and the fact that it's a democratic vote. They're making a joke out of it. And people are watching us overseas and just praying to God that we don't collapse.
So let's go back to the fires because
yes, sir.
because I know, well, I won't say where you're at down here, but Philadelphia, New York City, I mean, the air quality is crap, okay?
Well, obviously. Absolutely.
All right. Now, I've seen people say, well, it's because the wonky jet stream because of the air, the pressure systems because of global warming, climate change, whatever it might be. Climate change, obviously. But there's something about these fires. When you look at the fires, when the NASA images, I think I might have posted NASA images, or we saw them before. What the hell is going on?
I'm sending a file or a photograph, a picture to you right now, Eric. If you can flip that on the screen while Doug's talking about it.
Well,
but I want you to look at the uneven. It shows the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
Canada's on fire, man. And I've told you all along on the show, everything they plan to do in the U.S., the trial run is being done in Canada. Learn from this crap. This is like getting the Muslim Brotherhood's game plan for the North America. I'm telling you, this is being done on purpose. This is being done on purpose. And you know what? It might be the 60 ISIS fighters out there. You think Justin Trudeau just let them in and let them just go? Oh, no. There's a marker somewhere. They owe him.
It's true. Now look, folks, fires do happen, but they happen. You can pretty much predict fires, okay, in terms of brush fires, forest fires, and such. This is not usual, but take a look at this map.
Yeah. And Doug, typically the further south you go towards the equator, everything's drier. But we've got the majority of the stuff in the northern part.
Yeah.
Of the globe. And folks, wake up. Wake up. Smack yourself in the face a few times. We are being burned here. We're being screwed. And down in New York down here, the people there are issuing advisories. And it's coming from Canada, the smoke and the fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The old adage, where there's smoke, there's fire, baby. And these didn't just happen. This isn't some campers out somewhere that accidentally set a forest fire somewhere. We used to study Al-Qaeda, and one of the things we know they were doing, the U.S. would not admit it, but I'm sorry, I had it out of their own mouths. They were setting fires in the U.S. back in the early 2000s. It was part of their game plan. Why? Because it tied up our resources. To them, that's a victory with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It always was. They always wanted to do things that, you know why? Because they laugh at you. Think about the resources that go into fighting a fire.
And check the screen there, Randy Taylor. Here's a helicopter. Now,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Dropping fire in a heavily wooded area. Gee, that's normal, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now
you're watching evil play out, people.
Yeah, exactly. Now, look, somebody might come on and say, well, they're doing a firewall there. No, that's not how it's done. Okay. That is not how it's done.
No. And you look at that map, and that just that'll make your skin crawl.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you. It should be reversed. The heavy amount of fire should be in the U.S. and the smaller amount in Canada. Right. The other thing, it's a lot of green burning. Everybody says, well, everything's dry. Nah. This is green burn. That's why you're getting the smoke. When regular dry wood, I've had enough campfires, okay? When you put dry wood on, it burns up quick, very little smoke, it's done. But when you've got fires where everything is green and it was set, I mean, it'll even get down into, in Florida, I recall, muck fires, where the mud underneath the pine needles was actually on fire.
You know, I saw that one time.
I lived there at that time.
Okay.
And I remember it. I'd never seen anything like that. That just blew my mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that, the whole concept. But I saw that one time, and I had no idea what I was, how that even works. But okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But
think about this. Rather than blow up a school or have a school shooting, they set fires.
Yep.
What they get is the same response. people going, oh my God, government saved me.
There you go.
And that's where the biggest mistake has been made. I explained to you people before, and I keep this bookmarked. Strategy of tension. A strategy of tension, it's an Italian word, is a policy wherein violent struggle is encouraged rather than suppressed. The purpose is to create a general feeling of insecurity in the population and make people seek security in a strong government.
Of course.
If that ain't communism to a T, I don't know what to tell you. Government should be small and the people should be big.
The Constitution
should not be relying on the government for this.
It's a book of limitations. It's not. That's what the Constitution limits the powers of the government. It doesn't grant them the authority necessarily.
Sir.
So you've got to take a look at it that way as well. So you're exactly right on this. So we're getting hit by all in from all fronts.
And they're doing this without firing a shot. We're being invaded.
Yes.
Literally, when I say invaded, I'm talking about just total communism takeover.
Yep.
Okay, like a blanket, okay, without a shot being fired. Because people are so stupid and go, oh, please save me. Oh, if there's a forest fire, shouldn't I have a free mask from the government? What? You understand what I'm saying? This has got to stop, people.
And then
this has got to stop.
The media asks no questions. Of course, they're part of the problem. Yeah. You know who benefits? Who's two questions? Who's starting the fires, and who benefits from them? All right.
I will venture to say, as far as Canada, because I was asked that by someone else. In Canada, right now, Trudeau's feeling his neck. In Parliament, I watched Pierre last night. I told you I was watching CPAC, and he described what he would do if he's elected prime minister. And I got to tell you the truth. Does he have things wrong with him? Yeah, he does. But he's a pretty decent guy. Okay. Kill the carbon taxes. You know what I mean? Give the power back to the people. He wants small government, not big government. Trudeau is feeling his neck right now. So at any time when they present that budget, Trudeau has to present a budget. But anytime around budget time, that's when elections get called. They're different from the U.S. in the aspect, if they're not happy and there's an event to do it, they can call an election in Parliament and the country votes on prime minister. I don't care if you're 2 years into your term. The country can boot your ass.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
And oh, yeah. And folks don't understand that. I think that's the only thing that might save Canada. I'm terrified for Canada. I've got family up there. Okay, I'm terrified for them. Well, I really am. I'm trying to figure out where I can put them in the States. And the only reason the States is because we're armed. It'll be much harder to take over the States. And people don't think that's a joke. Don't think that's a sideline. It's not. The primary reason that we were never invaded by an outside power, China, Russia, included in that list, is because behind every blade of grass is an American with a gun. I think the Japanese said that.
Yeah.
Or recall correctly. But that
hero,
could, you could never, if we are armed, they can't occupy us. And when I say occupation, I'm talking about the enemy. Well, unfortunately, the enemy's already got their foot on shores, on our shore. They're called the government. And they want to occupy us. They want to this stuff, and with this trannies and this shoving this gay pride thing, the things with the blacks. I mean, they've basically taken their hands off, and blacks are running all around all over the United States committing crimes, and not a damn thing is being done about it. The only thing that's getting done is when somebody shoots them. That's what you're seeing on videos.
That's right.
And by golly, I'm sorry. They're the ones that decided to play Old West. Okay?
Yep. We can show you video after video. And you know what? Okay, Scott Adams, I believe the cartoon author, writer, creator, Got a lot of flack for calling this out, the black on black, black on white crime. Look, it's a thing, okay? And we've got to recognize this. We have to have a conversation about it.
Yes, we do.
You know,
look what they're doing to retail, Doug. They come in at groups of 20. They walk in the store. They take whatever they want. And if an employee resists them, 9 times out of 10, the employee is fired.
Exactly. I happen to see that. An employee was fired just for calling the police.
Yes. Just for putting up the slightest bit of resistance. When is it going to stop? It sounds like to me that people are going to have to put an end to it. And I told you how I feel about Antifa. I feel the same way about BLM. You want to march down the street and terrorize people? I think if we're really smart, think about what we're doing here, we can put an end to that crap.
Exactly.
The last thing that a group of, say, 500 Antifa wants is to look down and realize, oh, there's 10,000 patriots and they're not smiling.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not talking about walking in and negotiating. I'm talking once we start marching, contact, they're done.
There you go. Now,
I can say that on the air.
You can say whatever you want.
Yes, I can.
On the air.
But I can say that on the air, Doug, because that is inevitable. And also, I remember the Black Lives Matter getting on the air and flat out talking about killing people.
Oh,
nobody did a thing to them.
Look, we had government officials. Maxine Waters, many government officials making threats. And yet we say something just a little offensive. Oh, my gosh, or a little close to the line.
And why are we not harassing the Democrats from Congress and the Senate?
Really?
Why are we not going into restaurants? And I mean, be cool about it. Please, if you're ever operating in the name of patriotism and it's something like that, you always let them do the first blow. Don't go in there violently. All right? Let them make the mistake. All right? But if they're sitting there eating and you see Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and that fag Adam Schiff, okay? If you see them in there, I would go right up to the table and I would say stuff to them. I absolutely would. I would make it so uncomfortable they want to leave.
And that's what we have to do.
We are being too polite. I'm tired of polite.
And that's why Laura Loomer and Schwer, that's why I played the clip that I played. And that's why we talked about Laura Loomer.
That's why we are too polite. We were raised differently. We are well-mannered. We need to show them that there's another side to a patriot if you piss us off.
And you know, what's that saying about... just be very wary about the man who just wants to be left alone.
Beware. My dad always told me, he said, beware of the wrath of a patient man.
There you go. Yeah.
And that was my dad. He was the same way. He pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And then he'd get pissed. He'd get real pissed.
Well,
he taught me that. That's one of the first lessons my dad taught me.
And it's beyond time now. It's beyond time. Yeah. Now, you were going too fast.
We've been too nice. Yeah, we've been too nice for too long, Doug.
Exactly.
We need to, and without being complete asses, okay? But we need to start harassing these people just like they do. You know what? There's an old theory. Doug knows this. Anybody in law enforcement? It's called force plus one.
Yeah.
If somebody pushes you with one hand, you push them with two hands. Force plus one.
Yep.
And there's no reason you can't do that with your mouth, too. There's no reason you can't do that just in sheer numbers. Don't you think if 30 patriots showed up at Adam Schiff's breakfast table in a restaurant somewhere, he wouldn't crap his pants? Just think about it.
I'm loving the mental image there.
Absolutely. Just the visual of that. And the thing is, it has nothing to do with race. We're not white supremacists. And that's the part. That's the story that we have to get rid of. We have to shoot this white supremacist thing down. And if you're ever talking, you're ever interviewing on camera, you need to make it clear. We are not white supremacists. There ain't none of us running around with a hood.
Oh, man. That white supremacy BS just blows my mind, man. It really does.
It's getting really old, Doug.
I want to show this clip. You sent this to me. You were going too fast for me. You were talking earlier about Trudeau, about the elections up there. I didn't know that. But for the Canadian listeners and viewers particularly.
And we love you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We love you guys.
Absolutely. You know, as a matter of fact, you've next family. To the American flag, family. And you got a Canadian flag there.
Yeah, right there. I love these people, too.
That's right.
All right. I'll bleed with you, too.
So here is your man Trudeau to all you Canadians. Go ahead, play.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show.
To show. What's your name?
So that I'm not sure who did that. It'll the link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. But you sent that to me, and that shows
because people call us conspiracy theorists on that. Yeah. But I want you to stop and think, people. You know, 25 years ago, everybody called Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist. They called us conspiracy theorists. But here's the point: we're telling you the truth, and it's playing out. So guess what? When I tell you that Justin Trudeau was born of Fidel Castro's seed. Okay? Margaret Trudeau and Justin and Fidel Castro in one of their many trips to Cuba, all right?
Oh yeah.
Had sex, and this child, this Justin Trudeau is not a mystery. This guy, this was decided on decades ago. The New World Order and this globalist shit's been around for a long time, people. Don't think that this is something that just popped up 5 years ago. This has been in play for a long, long, long time. And when you look at what's going on in Canada, he's going full-bore communism. I fully expect one day there'll be tanks in the street up there and all communications will be shut down. He's already made it up there where you can't get streaming content from outside of Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some serious censorship. That's serious. You know why? Because the only message he wants Canadians to hear is the garbage from the Liberal Party that he's hijacked. I'm telling you, he's hijacked that party. The Liberals, they used to be not as bad as this. This kid is going full balls out communist.
Well, and look at that, Christy Freeland. Her grandfather was a full-blown Nazi.
He was a Nazi, and Justin Trudeau has said openly how much he admires China and the way they run their government. Would you realize that up there they had a Chinese police station that received $200,000 in funding from the Canadian government? A Chinese police station harassing Chinese citizens, Canadian citizens who are Chinese.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that they came here to get away from that.
And they allowed it. We allowed it down here in the States.
Yes, sir. You know, people think that's a joke. That's not a joke. When something like that pops up, that building should already been leveled. People, we got to quit playing around with these clowns.
Unbelievable stuff.
I'm all of it. You know, from abortion all the way down. Go camp out at an abortion clinic. People, get off your ass and do something. All right?
Well, just like this video, I don't want to run out of time. Video number 4 on the show prep. This is what you sent. And I was watching this happen almost in real time, not in real time, but pretty close as it was being posted. This, the story behind this is Glendale School Board, California. You have a bunch of Armenians. In this case, I mean, now there's something kind of rather poetic about this when you think about this. Armenians, immigrants into this country, standing up for the rights of their children.
Yes.
When Americans
just let
fail
it go
against Antifa. Here's the result.
Those are the people we want in our group.
Exactly. And don't mess with the Armenians. Here's the result. I'm telling you.
Stand on the left, bitch. Take that shit off. Take that shit off. You're a bitch. You're a beach.
Pause that for just for a second. Just pause it. You know what pisses me off? Which way are the cops looking? They're looking at the Armenians, not at the Antifa fags. Go ahead and continue.
You want us to move that way?
Admit it.
Why are you here?
Fuck you.
If for radio listeners, you've got outside of the school going down. Now it's getting real.
Yep. These people are angry.
Yes.
And God bless them. Back them up.
Yeah, absolutely. This is all about the indoctrination.
These are immigrants. These are immigrants.
Yes.
And we don't take them up pride in our country to fight? These are immigrants. They came here because they didn't like that crap in their country. And they're not going to have their kids perverted and sexualized. They're not going to have them.
And I'm sure they came in the right way, not through the southern border. But,
yeah. Yep.
But see, you have the police force protecting the Antifa, mask wearing, pink flag wearing.
You know what? You do it right, the cops will get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if I come in to make a splash and the way I imagine what we can do, I think the cops will take off.
I can see because that without,
sure,
without
a lot of I want such mass numbers that they would just look at us and go, man, I'm not getting into this today. It'd be kind of like when you and myself and Skip and Mike were sitting there in the ghetto keeping an eye on some Muslims that we were investigating back in the day. And the cop rolls up, Doug rolls down his window. The cop looks in there at the four of us and he said, I don't even want to know what's going on. Drove off. I'll always laugh about that day.
You know, I was thinking about this, folks. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. You know, we've had some really, really interesting times together.
Yes, sir. And we're gonna have a lot more, brother.
And I remember going down to Florida and seeing you down there, and you took me to some places that I couldn't believe were. I just couldn't.
We were looking at CARE and the mosque they were setting up, and it didn't matter where they did this. They were buying up the neighborhood around it.
Oh, yeah.
And people wonder, well, how did the Muslims get this much influence? Well, if you're living in the ghetto and they come in and fix it up, provide jobs, you know, ask you to read a Quran, come to church, but they just made your life better and it roll into your neighborhood and things are spruced up, crime's gone, you're going to listen to them. They did the same thing in Africa when they moved to villages over there.
Yep.
The Muslims go in, they provide what the people couldn't provide for themselves. They buy you.
And they did that in Buffalo, and then you drive in. You couldn't get within two blocks of the armory / mosque because of the lookouts of the house.
And I'm halfway hoping that these Muslims get really upset about this sexual perversion and these sex changes for minors. You know, I don't understand how you can even talk about doing sex changes with minors when on the books is a law against the mutilation of genitalia. What a paradox. You know, why can't Trump have classified letters, but George Bush Sr. every day was getting classified briefings from Central Intelligence Agency? Explain that to me.
Exactly.
This double standard crap. We're going to change it.
Indeed, we are. And watch for Trump's indictment here coming up. We are out of time. Randy Taylor, we're out of time. Good explanation, good layout of things. And thank you for what you do. you'll be contacting the people that contact you. And
yep. You'll hear from me. I know I've been getting pounded with email the last couple of days.
So, folks, hang in there. We appreciate all you do. Thank you for your support. Know that if we haven't already, we will be making a difference, and that's a promise. So,
and please support us. We need financial support, people.
We do.
We're not asking for $1 million here. Stick a $5 bill in an envelope and mail it to the post office box that's on this website. Please, if you did that, this will move even faster, because a lot of these militias and all, they're going to want to meet. We got to figure out how we can fly down there. You know, and stay a night in a hotel or whatever. There's a lot of expenses that are going with this.
Gotta go.
We've stepped out there. Bye.
All right.